You're listening to the You Are Limitless podcast, where you're going to awaken to your limitless nature using principles of business, psychology, neuroscience, and spirituality to effortlessly create extraordinary business success and impact and lasting personal well-being. Hi, I'm your host, Ani Manian, trusted advisor to the world's top CEOs, entrepreneurs, leaders, and change makers, and I'm going to help you take your life and business to levels you never thought possible. I believe that the quality of your life and business is a direct reflection of your level of consciousness, and there's a universe of possibilities waiting for you right outside your current frame of thinking. If you're ready to play the game of life and business on God mode, then this is the podcast for you. Do you struggle with a punishing inner critic? A voice inside your head that's like a schoolyard bully that calls you names like lazy, fat, slow, dumb, and so on and so forth. Most people live attached to this punishing voice that's critiquing every move they make in real time. And they take these voices to heart. These voices come in the form of thoughts. Now, these thoughts don't appear as ephemeral phenomenon, but they seem to us as who we are. That's why in our culture people say, "I am hungry," rather than saying, "I have a thought that I feel hungry." Or they say, "I'm fat," or "I'm dumb," or "I'm not good at math," or "I'm broke." These thoughts, rather than something that they experience, become who they are. And once these thoughts become who they are, it makes life very challenging. And it makes them very, very, very opposed to their own identity that they've created. Now, the thing to remember with thoughts is that thoughts are nothing more than transitory appearances in consciousness. We think that we are thoughts. We think we are our thoughts because they happen to us. And because they happen to us, they must be true. And that must be who we are. This is nothing but an innocent delusion. You see, thoughts, they come and they go. And it's up to us to either identify with those thoughts or not. But in most cases, our ego wants us to identify with that. The essence of living a life that's free, truly free, comes from an absence of an attachment to our own thoughts. Now, the first step towards that is just to be aware of all that is happening, including the ego struggle for control. Now, when I say all that is happening, I mean all of the thoughts that arise and dissipate in the container of your consciousness. You see, you are not your thoughts. You're just the consciousness, the container, in which those thoughts come and those thoughts go. All of our troubles begin when we take these thoughts hostage and refuse to let them go. Think about the five people closest to you. Think about one thing that you know to be true about them.
That's a thought. And that's a thought that you may have carried for years. Think about your biggest weakness. Think about something you struggle with the most. You may have carried that thought for pretty much your entire life. The first step to liberation and mental freedom is to step back and unhook ourselves from our thoughts. Unhooking in this case means just resisting the urge to take them hostage. Now, some people, they practice meditation. And the goal of meditation is not to have an absolutely still and clear mind with no thoughts, but it's just to practice witnessing each thought as it comes and as it goes, without needing to do anything about that. To recognize them as they truly are. And what they are is just a phenomenon in your head. They are not you. They are simply appearing and disappearing in the vastness of the consciousness that you are. Here's a little metaphor. Consciousness of your mind is like the bright blue sky. Clouds, like your thoughts, they come and go. Sometimes they stay a while. Sometimes they're dark and ominous and bring rain. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily that they're bad. Clouds can be quite beautiful on some days. But whether they're beautiful, white, puffy clouds or ominous, stormy rain clouds, the one thing we know is that they don't last. They come, and sometimes, even if the rain stays for a little while, it always goes. And underneath, the bright blue sky always shines. That's your true nature. That's your true essence, just like that bright blue sky. A level of fundamental well-being, peace and joy and happiness, and deep self-love is always available to you. It's always there. But sometimes it's just obscured by your own thoughts. Sometimes these obtrusive thoughts that color this fundamental well-being, this fundamental okayness, arises as a result of your childhood conditioning, where each thought represents a conditioned fear or hurt or memory of pain that's bound to you. But what it's bound to is not who you are. It's another object that is contained in your consciousness, that is your ego. Your ego acts as a magnet for certain kinds of thoughts. And the key to stopping those thoughts is to go inward into your ego, into those conditioned patterns, tendencies, and painful memories, and to heal those aspects, those wounded inner aspects that those thoughts represent. Sometimes this healing is required for our inner child that's wounded, that's hurting, that's been hurting for a very long time. And just like when a child is hurt, the child cries because the child wants attention. The child wants nurture. The child wants to be held. Often, when our wounded inner children hurt, instead of turning towards them, instead of taking them figuratively into our arms and tending to them, we turn away. And just like when we turn away from a wounded child, the child just cries louder. The same happens with our internal reality. This process of giving nurture to those parts of you that are unintegrated, these fragmented, wounded parts, is a really powerful way to release the internal blocks, trauma, and pain that is giving rise to all these thoughts that are keeping you from accessing a feeling of wholeness. And when you do that, those fragments can unify back into your full self. Now, most of us, we resist these wounds. We avoid looking at those memories because they're really painful. But what's most painful is living an entire lifetime of suffering that is coming out of those experiences and that conditioning, where we feel like we're not worthy of our own love and attention. When we tend to the parts of ourselves that hurt the most, then we can transform our inner voice from the fierce inner critic that punishes us at every turn into a voice of unconditional love. Unconditional love is the natural state of our being. The inner critic, on the other hand, is a remnant of an unintegrated self, sometimes from all the way back in our childhood. Now, you may think that transforming this inner voice from being a critic to one of unconditional love is hard. But I'd like to tell you that it's not hard, it just takes practice. You see, most of us have spent a lifetime avoiding our pain, running from our own shadows, numbing the hurt with food, with drugs, with sex, with alcohol. We lash out on each other, we lash out on our partners, we lash out on ourselves. We turn away from ourselves and turn towards others and project our pain and throw it at them. But each time we do so, we turn away from that wounded inner child that's crying, that just wants to be seen, that just wants to be held, that just wants to be told that he or she is enough. This is not just a path to healing. This is a path to awakening to the full grandiosity of who we are. This is the path to becoming limitless. When our inner realm is full of light instead of darkness, then we begin to experience ourselves in oneness. But before we can do that, we must walk in the darkness, no matter how scary that feels. As we heal the separation we have from ourselves, the need for thought falls away. And we transcend this duality of light and darkness to experience ourselves as infinite. And when we transcend this duality into oneness and see all of creation come into being in the present moment, then the concept of self-critical thoughts, or an inner voice that stands in opposition to itself, no longer makes any sense, and it quickly fades away like a dream upon waking. Remember, you are limitless.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're the kind of person who likes to help others, then please share this with your friends and family. You know that if you found value, they will too. So please share this episode via your social media channels. Also, if you have any questions, I'm here to assist you. Please shoot an email to ani@animanian.com, and I may even use your question for a future podcast episode. Also, if you want transformational content like this, please connect with me on Instagram at ani.manian. Finally, I do have a personal request. I believe that we're all here to help each other and to grow and evolve together. If you want to help awaken more people to their limitless nature, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes. I'm grateful that with your assistance, we can transform more lives together. Thanks for listening, and remember, you are limitless.